The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up,
she'll be right, mate. A brand new segment with brave stories.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
I was over East on the weekend. Obviously, we've spoken about it quite a few times now. Yeah. On Saturday, I had a bit of time to myself and realised, and I had some friends I needed to catch up with, so we met up in an establishment and started to just have a few beers. And
That's not like you.
No, I'm an adult and it's a friendly conversation, a friendly environment, and we're enjoying each other's company with our partners and everything. And a couple of guys had turned up to the same pub that we knew, but I knew the main guy, but I wasn't friendly with any of his little disciples. So anyway, we invited them over to the table because we had a full table because we were early. And we just started chatting and one guy said, oh, I'm getting married in 3 months. Now, I thought, oh, well, your Bucks party's coming up. So I just quizzed the guy saying, you know, what, you got the Bucks party and all that sort of stuff. And he goes, yeah, a 2-day event. And the crew are sitting there, you know, oh, we're gonna get you, Darren. You're in a bit of trouble on your Bucks party. Da da da. Anyway, one of my mates, Daniel, goes, yeah, but you're only going to Bamboogle for 2 days, so you can't get in too much trouble down there. That's a fine establishment. Now, as he blurted that out, the other six blokes standing there who are going on the Bucks party have almost fainted. The Bucks party was an absolute surprise. Oh. All the groom knew was it was a 2-dayer. Tell the fiancé, future wife,
yep,
I'm going for 2 days.
Book that weekend out.
Yep, bang, everything's covered. You don't even know where you're going. Get to the airport, everything's going to be covered. So you must, Bamboogle, for those who don't know, is one of the best golf courses in Australia and arguably probably one of the best in the world. It's down in Tasmania.
So he ruined.
Absolutely ruined the surprise that they'd worked so hard to get all the flights booked.
Oh, no.
Pay for accommodation, fundraise for, you know, everyone can play golf. And, yeah, it was really just going to be a nice weekend away. It wasn't going to be one of those, you know, Gold Coast and time to
tumultuous ones.
Yeah, time to a pole nude and throw darts at him. It wasn't going to be anything like that. So for that poor guy.
They were quite classy and he got ruined.
Yeah, for poor Darren. It's all ruined, the Bucks party. Anyway, he's looking forward to it. But what I want to know, 13-10-60, what secret did you accidentally slip out? Very similar to the weekend. Everyone knew it was a secret. Poor old Daniel, no idea, and just went whack between the eyes. You're going to Bamboogle for 2 days. You can't get much trouble down there.
Pregnancies, breakups, affairs.
Oh, anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave, did you have times when you knew that Em was pregnant, but you're kind of waiting for that sort of 12-week mark that you kind of almost blurted it out, or she blurted it out, and you're trying to like catch yourself?
Oh, mate, I wasn't very good at keeping secrets.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like, oh, where's Em? Oh, no, Em's pregnant. Oh, it's true.
Hey, you kept it well from me.
Yeah, I kept it from you. I hid it from you, but loose lips sink ships, Ando, so I steer clear of you. But
you are a snitch and a blabber.
Hey, I'm an inspector. Inspector Gadget, I get caught.
Right, 13-10-60, when did you let the secret slip?
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Dave, your mate dogged the boys.
Dogged the boys, but out of his excitement on the weekend, and it might have been slightly inebriated, he forgot that the Bucks party that had been 6 months in the planning was a secret to the groom and stood there, eyeballed him and told him exactly where he's going to be at what time and that there's no trouble coming his way. So 13-10-60, what secret did you let slip, Michael?
I let slip the gender of our first baby to my wife.
Oh. So how did that happen? Why and how long were you going to keep it a secret? Were you doing a gender reveal balloon or something like that?
My wife didn't really want to know, but I wanted to know so I could decorate the room.
Yep.
So basically, I bought I changed the door on the bedroom to a locked door so I could key lock it.
Clever.
Smart.
I had everything in there. It was all ready to go. And just before Christmas, I got my brother one of those Star Walk of Fame certificates because he's heavy into drama.
Yep.
And so on the bottom, I had, you know, love Michael, love June, and I put love baby Isaac. And I showed my wife the certificate thinking, like, you know, did she like it? And she goes, have you read through this? I'm like, yeah. She goes, read it again. I'm reading. I got down the bottom, I thought, oh, shit.
Oh, no. Now,
Michael, they tried to keep the gender of my child a surprise, but it was pretty obvious on the screen, they reckon.
Well, she looked away at the ultrasound, and the doctor at the time gave me the letter, which said what if it was a boy or a girl. So
Good on you, mate. Sometimes
at least that was an innocent mistake.
Accidents happen. You're trying to be a good fella, and unfortunately, the gender was revealed.
I always wonder how, you know, how they do the gender balloons and stuff. Like, how do they get it into without knowing? But then I found out they give you an envelope, and then you take it to the place and they make it.
Oh, right. Yeah. At least Michael was a bit like innocent. I just hate to think that he walked in and goes, "I won't tell you." Now, where should I put the pink paint? Do I just leave it by the door? Let's go to Scarborough, Megan. What happened to you?
It wasn't me that ruined a surprise. It was a surprise ruined for me. So it was my 21st a couple years ago, and my partner at the time had surprised me and was taking me to Koh Samui. And about a week out, we were sitting in the living room with his mum and just chatting, and then next thing she goes, I've got some butt in my purse for you. And he looked at her and then looked at me and just was like the face of disappointment. And she was like,
So then did you say, okay, tell me everything?
No, I said, no, leave it a secret. And then, because that's all I knew. So I didn't know exactly where we were going or everything like that. So,
geez, I'd laugh if you went to Europe.
Yeah. Oh, there's hundreds of countries that use Thai art, I would have thought. Let's finish up with Anonymous. What happened with you?
I accidentally let slip to my dad that my mum had a new partner.
Oh!
So, were they still together or were they split up?
Yeah, that's debatable. I was young, so I thought, and I suppose my dad also thought they were still together. But my mum had told me that they weren't and that she'd found someone new and that he was really happy, she really liked him, and everything was all good. And then one day I let slip to my dad that I had met this new man, and he said that they were still together and he had no idea about it.
Oh, my Lord.
How did it play out after the secret was slipped there, Anonymous?
I was not the favourite child for a while.
But you are now, of course.
And then did your parents split up after that?
Yeah.
But also, don't shoot the messenger. Like, they're the one doing the hippity-dippity. You're just an innocent child. Why are you in the bad books?
They're good friends still.
Oh, that's good. Okay, right. That's good.
It is interesting that, like, when the secrets are slipped, most people are trying to do a good deed or not trying to be nasty or anything like that. But unfortunately, once those words leave the mouth, I do it all the time.
Oh, mate, I always do it too.
Loose lips sink ships.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I'm really addicted to my phone. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. God, it's terrible being a Carlton supporter.
Welcome, Dave Hughes.
Welcome, and the intro is spot on again. It's just incredible. Mate.
Now, Hughes, you didn't turn up for the first break, bit like your football club on the weekend.
Yeah, they're a disgrace. They're an absolute disgrace. There's no getting around it, you know. They need to be inspired like the 2008, you know, Hawthorn team.
Mate, where are these green shoots they're talking about?
The green shoots are nowhere, mate. The green shoots are there. It's been replaced by Roundup. But did you guys see Luke Hodges' Instagram page where the great man Xavier was there front and centre on that big photo of the whole team at Etihad Stadium? Did you see that?
I did see a couple of photos getting around of Xavier Ellis, but I'm not sure I saw the one with Hodgie.
Well, I mean, Xavier, the one with Hodgie was taken from below. Did you see that one? It was
just, what are you saying?
Yes, when we were in the race. Yuzi?
It's never flattering to get a photo from below.
I know. And there's a reason why I'm wearing chinos and a jacket. When I finished playing football, I was like, nah, I need a good job. I went to MJ Bale, purchased three beautifully good suits. Not one I can fit a leg in these days. So,
Dave, you've hosted a lot of corporate events and footy events in your time. If you saw a panel with Lee Matthews, Michael Tuck, Alistair Clarkson, Dave Parkin, Luke Hodge, and Xavier Ellis on the panel, would you think there's an odd one out there?
Look, I would say probably all of those guys have starred in winning grand finals for Hawthorn, including Xavier Ellis, so he deserves his place.
Yeah, everyone sat at the front and spoke about their records. Usually Michael Tuck won 7 flags. Well, I got subbed off the most in the history of the game, so jam that.
Speaking of heroic efforts, Dave, we do need to get around you because I think you've claimed that you personally have brought the world game to the people back on SBS. You're a hero, Dave.
I am a hero. I was on the project last night talking about it. I mean, I used to be full-time on the project. You know, there's a lot of serious topics discussed on that show. And the only time they've ever really got me back is when I helped get the World Cup back on SBS. So, yeah.
How do you reckon you did that, old mate Yuzi?
Because I sent a tweet at 11:53 on Saturday PM on Saturday night with the suggestion that Optus, we can love you again if you would put your hand up and say we cannot broadcast soccer via the app on our phones and give it back to SBS. And that's what's happened. They've had a conference call with this guy from Singapore. He's obviously a follower of my Twitter, and he's gone, let's do it. Let's do what Hughie says, and it's back.
You had a conference call with him.
I wasn't involved with the conference call. I'm just saying that he must have been live streaming my Twitter feed, and they knew what to do. And like Malcolm Turnbull's, he's jumped on board as well. His popularity's going up, and it's all because of me, guys. So.
And I'm sure even though you weren't in the meeting, you would have been spoken about.
I would have been. I would have said, this is the guy. He's the genius. You know, Steve Jobs is dead. This is the guy. We've got to watch this guy now.
So if you're helping people with popularity, can you help our show?
Well, I of course, guys. We're rising with a bullet, all right? There's no doubt about it.
Hey, next week, Hughie will be joined by other comedians on what is the Big Laugh Comedy Cruise. And Hit 92.9 are giving away $3,000 towards a trip for two on the comedy cruise with P&O. If you want to get involved, head to hit.com.au's win page and tell us why you need a laugh on the P&O cruise. As simple as that. Now, Hughie, is
really good value. Really good value, those cruises. You've got to get involved. But the best comedians, and it's all good. Absolutely. pocruises.com.au. Yeah. Thank you.
Does that mean you get people like hovering around, Dave? Just sort of around the cruise? I guess the thing about it being on a cruise, I always get concerned, is that you can't just leave.
No, you can't get away from people.
No, that's true. Absolutely. I mean, you do get people. They're very happy to see you. They're surprised to see you. You know, last time I was on one, the guy said, "Yes, you can't believe you're here." I'm like, mate, I'm doing a comedy on the ship. I haven't got a jet ski to bugger off every day. We're in this together, all right?
Oh, good on you, Hughie. We'll chat to you. We'll hear you this afternoon with Kate from 4:30 on the Hit Network. And of course, thanks to Pino. Thanks, Dave.
See you, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
She'll be right, mate. She'll be right.
She'll be right, mate.
Yeah. She'll be right, mate. She'll be right.
Yeah, we want to hear your stories about when you got hurt and said, yep, she'll be right, mate, and just pushed on like an absolute trooper. Heidi, your mate got bitten by a snake and thought he'd crushed beers before he did.
Won't say that he's my mate. It was a very famous She'll Be Right, Mate story.
Right, okay.
He's mates with Australia, though.
Yeah, he's mates with Australia. He's a true hero from Rockhampton, but it happened a couple of years ago, and he pushed on. He survived. He was a true hero.
Let's go to Chloe. What happened to you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chloe.
So the first time my partner met my parents, we were out four-wheel driving. And before I got in the car, I looked in the back and there was this big stainless steel pipe in the back of his car for a snorkel for a four-wheel drive. And I said to him, like, is that going to move? Will I be okay? He goes, yeah, no, she's heavy as. She'll be right. She ain't moving anywhere.
Yeah.
And we were out four-wheel driving for about 3 hours with my mum and dad, the first time we've met them. And the last bump that we go over, this snorkel comes flying through the back of the car and smashes into the back of my head.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that really hurt. So I put my hand up to my head, and I'm like, oh, does that make you feel bad or anything? Like, you're just over-exaggerating. And I pull my hand down, and my hand is covered in blood. And I'm like, oh, my God. So then I put my hand back up again, and then my head is dripping. And he goes, oh, my gosh. What have I done?
Oh my!
And I ended up going down to
the
ER.
Oh my God!
How many stitches?
No, just got it glued back together.
Oh, yes, that's what happened to me when I split my head open. They didn't. They don't stitch. They glue some.
Really?
Yeah, well, because I didn't want to have my head shaved.
Oh, of course.
So they glue it.
The glue's the easy option. Do you know what they do some days in football?
What?
Just grab the stapler.
Really?
Just staple you straight back
right,
up,
mate.
Get out there, champion. In West Leederville, PJ, what happened to you?
So I just met this chick that I really liked, and I went out with her and her best friend for a few beverages.
Yeah.
Later that night, we went and played on this playground in the middle of the city, and I'd slipped, cracked two ribs.
Oh, my God.
And then I was so embarrassed that I just went, nah, she'll be right. It's okay. She'll be right. Her best friend seen it and was like, you're so not all right. And I was like, no, it's fine. It's nothing at all. And oh my God, I was in excruciating pain, but I was. I was just like, she'll be right, let's go, yeah. We'll keep going.
Well, PJ, without trying to pry too much into your private life, would you say that all ended well?
Oh, it did, because I'm still with the person that I went out with that weekend.
Sometimes you got to break a rib for love.
Yep. Good on you, PJ. Let's go to Sam. What happened to you?
I had a job interview in the city and decided that I was running a bit late on Destiny Street across the road. I didn't look the other way, and car coming the wrong way down one of the inner streets, decided to run over my foot as I was going into my job interview.
Oh my God.
And you said, she'll be right, mate.
Yeah, it was one of those, if you miss the opportunity, there goes a 4-year guaranteed contract. So it was, I'll just suck it up and walk in.
Did you get the job?
Yeah, I got the job. But sadly, they sent me for a medical. Like, I had to go for a medical the next morning.
Oh, no.
Walked into the medical, and the lady's sitting there looking at me. She goes, it's like, yeah, just, it'll be fine. She goes, I was like, I can walk on it. She goes, okay, I'll give it 3 weeks. I'm like, I'll be fine by then. I'm sure.
Was it broken?
Cracked in 3 places. 2 broken toes and, wasn't pretty.
And a few rubber tire marks just across the front.
It was not pretty.
Yeah. Wow. That is unbelievable though, Sam. The fact you still went in. Did you kind of go for the sympathy vote of walking in going, I hope I get this job because I just got ran over by a car?
Yeah.
No, actually I walked in and did the good old, I just strut up and stand perfectly still. And as I was walking out, I went, okay, I'm now allowed to limp. I limped to the receptionist. Like, what are you limping for? I'm like, don't ask.
It was a tough interview, guys. good on you, Sam. That is a real trooper effort. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
That's what I actually had to go through to get this job, except it was the boss who ran over me. And they just said, we want to see if you're tough enough. And I reluctantly accepted the role, and here we are.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Now, we want to know if you work with your partner, what are the do's and don'ts? I'm considering going into a little bit of business, a few little projects with my partner, Bridget. It seems to work fine for Jay-Z and Beyonce. Obviously, Bridget and I are the Jay-Z and Beyonce of North Fremantle. There's no dispute. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Oh, my God.
What's the podcast going to be called?
Still up for debate at the moment.
Is it going to be kind of like a part two to Am I Ready to Be a Father Yet?
Possibly, yes.
And then be like, Am I Ready to Be a Mother?
Ooh, well, it's kind of, you don't get one without the other.
Yeah.
Unless someone's diddling the maid.
So you're going to be producing and she's going to be the main star.
Possibly. So that's where we're looking into. And we've got a few other little side projects in business. And I just want to know the do's and don'ts
like,
what do you do when you work with your partner? Because it's a murky ground when you mix business.
Good luck, Ryan.
With pleasure.
That's all I'm saying.
Sonia, any advice?
Good morning. Yes, definitely. I've got self-contained accommodation in Harvey,
right.
And every now and then I might get hubby to come and help me out with a bit of cleaning, but everything has to get double-checked because it's got to be done to a certain standard. So, yeah, you've got to be on their case. I mean, it's probably sometimes easier just to get the job done yourself, but sometimes when I'm really busy, hubby does come and give me a hand, so... But, yeah, got to get that whip cracking, though.
Yes.
Is it fair to say, Sonia, you're the boss in the couple?
Oh, 100% when it comes to our little business. 100%, yes.
What about definitely. About life?
No, 50-50 there.
Good on you. Sonia, would you say, like what Zay was saying about being the boss, it's kind of important to go, when it's the business, like someone kind of needs to be in charge?
Yes, definitely. 100%. Yes, absolutely. There's a certain standard and I need to know that it's done right every single time.
I don't know how Ryan will go if Bridget becomes bossy.
She
cracks the whip. Imagine if she pulls that whip out, right?
Who's the boss out of us three, would you say?
Not me. I just go home.
Sometimes me.
Oh, 9:02. Catch you later, Dave.
Sometimes Ryan.
I'll be on emails the rest of the day if you need me.
Steph, any advice for working with your partner?
Yeah, definitely. Don't bring your personal problems to, like, your job. Like, that's happened in so many cases where you have a fight at home and then you bring it to work, like, and then it makes the whole environment horrible. So in my case, my partner is my boss at work.
Oh, no.
So there are some things that I know when I'm doing my job well, and he'll be like, you're doing that wrong. And I'll be like, well, no, I'm not. But because he is my boss, I have to be like, okay, like, yes, chef, not a problem, chef. Like,
do you call him chef?
Pardon?
Do you actually call him chef? You don't call him by his name at work?
No, we call him chef.
Oh, like, my God.
He's the head chef.
Do you mind if I ask, were you in a relationship with Chef before you started working at the restaurant, or was that something that sparked up over a couple of nicely chopped meals?
It sparked up over a couple of ciders, and it continued from there. So.
Beautiful.
But
thanks, Chef.
Chefs can be really moody. Like, has there ever been time where he's thrown the plate at? Yeah, they are. Like,
no, Steph goes,
but understandably, they're under a lot of pressure. But I found every chef I've ever worked with has been moody. Has there been a time where you've just thrown stuff at each other in the kitchen?
There was one time we had a scream match, but I was in the right, and he knows it, and he apologized to me later. So, but other than that, he's a very calm chef. Like, he treats his staff the way he wants to be treated.
Good.
So he is a very good person, like, when it comes to work like that. But, there has been a few.
Tips.
I love it.
Well, I am looking forward to being part of an office romance, obviously, with the home business. That's exciting.
If I go into business with them, even if we're not in the cooking industry, I want them to say, yes, chef, to me all the time.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
And some terrifying news we heard the other day.
A disturbing story out of Indonesia, where a woman has been devoured by a 23-foot python. It's believed she had been tending to her garden when the attack happened, the snake swallowing her whole.
Unbelievable.
Terrifying.
This stuff, you just wouldn't think you'd read about it, would you?
Well, I wouldn't live in a place like that, so...
She was
no.
In a little village. She went missing. And they said she was tending her vegetables, so her family went looking for her. They couldn't find her anywhere, and about 50 metres from where she was near her belongings, there was this python, and they saw that it looked like it had something in its belly, like a person.
Bit fatter than normal.
They killed the python, and they pulled her out, and the python had swallowed her
whole. Poor python.
Her head straight in. So it ate her. It ate her. Head and then swallowed the rest of her.
Oh poor python.
That is unbelievable.
No different to the sharks in their native.
Now, habitat. We're chatting to Tim.
They just take bits of you.
We're chatting to Tim. Now, Tim, is it true you used to work with Steve Irwin back in the day?
I did for a while, yeah, definitely.
Unbelievable.
Wow,
so
Tim.
Is this rare, or is this like a common behaviour? If snakes had the chance, would they do this all the time?
it's probably not a common thing to be eating humans, but certainly for... The snakes will be eating large prey items. It's a very common thing, and obviously we probably don't hear about it a lot here in Australia because we don't have the pythons that get as big as what they do over there. But certainly, the larger pythons found across South America and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's a common thing at all, but. I'm sure there would be, over time, there would have been the odd occasion where something like this has happened and just certainly wouldn't make the news.
Yeah,
so, Tim, when these big pythons and massive snakes and stuff devour humans, but like sheep and all that sort of stuff, so do they then go and hibernate for a long period of time and the carcass eventually dissolves? Is that what happens? Or how does it eventually make its way through the snake?
Yeah, so once it gets into the stomach, snakes have got some really crazy sort of enzymes and bacteria in that stomach that just basically start breaking it down. So there's a fair bit of footage even here in Australia of large scrub pythons, which tend to be the biggest snake we've got here, where they'll eat a large wallaby or quite a large kangaroo and generally try and start head first and... They basically work it down in the body into the stomach, and then after that, pretty much all the enzymes and that within the stomach take over and start breaking that down and allow them to pass it through.
I was wondering how tasty a person would taste. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's fully clothed, her hair was done, but how long would it have taken till she actually died, and how would she die? Like, would she have been suffocated?
Obviously we weren't there, so we would never know the full wrap of it, but certainly I would say she probably was suffocated first. That's generally how the pythons work. She would have been grabbed, and what they tend to do is around their prey, they wrap around the body, and basically what it does is doesn't like choke you, so to speak, but what it does is every time you take a breath in, they squeeze harder and you just can't. You no longer can, you could, that breathing becomes restricted. So It can be the fact that it was quite a quiet process. Doesn't surprise me, because if it was all done, it can all be done very fast. We obviously see it. Certainly on documentaries and that, where it can be done with small animals very, very fast.
Yeah, hey, right. Tim, you've obviously worked with multiple snakes in your period of time. Have you been bitten by a snake in your daily workings?
Yeah, I've been bitten by a fair few of even some of the pythons that have come up to you guys before. When we first get them, there's a lot of training process that goes through to get them to the point where they are friendly with humans and don't mind being held. So yes, there's been a fair few bites there, and then I've been once bitten by a dugong as well, but
oh my God,
that was a fair while ago now.
Well, you sound like a man, Tim. Now, before we leave, I can't not ask this question. What was your greatest memory working with Steve Irwin?
I was a member of the I was good mates and lived with a few of what he called the Croc Boys. So that was the boys that all worked with the crocodiles. And probably my greatest memory with him was actually everything he did was, even outside of work, was animal related. So there was a weekend there where we all jumped on jet skis and went up to Bribie Island and that, and spent some time jumping on sea turtles. So that was something that stuck with me for a while, jumping off jet skis and having a look at sea turtles. And I remember
with Steve Irwin. That's Steve pretty Irwin. Incredible, mate.
Yeah, that's it. I remember pulling up, and there was a big, about a 4 meter tiger shark pulled up next to us, and that was the end of me. I was not wanting to jump any more sea turtles, but within about 15 metres of seeing it, he banged straight off, straight on another thing, jumped, and have a look at the size of this one, you know?
Oh, unbelievable.
Wow.
What you saw was what you got. What you saw was what you got.
Yeah. That's awesome.
About what you saw.
So awesome. No, well, good on you, Tim. And thanks so much for joining us this morning, mate. Really appreciate it on Hit 92.9. And I don't know whether that's interesting or terrifying. A little bit both.
Absolutely terrifying.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I'm embarrassed.
What have you done this half hour?
And I was so desperate last night to watch this show 2 hours earlier than Western Australia.
Welcome aboard, you beautiful, sexy singles. Your love flight to Spain is about to take off. So buckle up and couple up. Because we're heading to the hottest summer of your lives. Welcome to Love Island.
Ah. Okay, I have a problem. I have a serious problem.
So is that the Australian version?
Yes, because it's filmed in Spain.
Oh, is it? I thought it was in Fiji.
No. Filmed in Spain. They're in a villa in Spain. I ragged on the first episode and hated it and couldn't believe the cast that they'd chosen. And now I have a serious addiction.
Really? Why?
But the addiction is real. I went on a rampage last night. So the problem is, working in breakfast radio, I find it hard to stay up past 8:30. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a tough slog,
it's
my
exactly
friend.
It's exactly why I struggle to work longer than 9:01.
Exactly.
It's hard.
Like, it's a tough slog, I promise you. When you've got to get up at 4:30 in the morning to get to bed at 8:30, like, you've really got to be tucked in by 8.
So what's the latest the show can be on where you still would consider watching it live?
8:40, and that was The Bachelor. So, you know, because it started at 7:30, I can push it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But this show starts at 8:30.
Right.
Now, I heard yesterday, because I'm friends with the executive producer of the show.
Whoa, pick it up,
He was the EP of Big Brother.
What's his name?
Alex Mav.
Mav.
He is a wild animal. He is a crazy man, and he is a bloody good producer.
I mean, he's a producer on Love Island.
Yeah, he is a crazy man.
Yep.
Anyway, I saw that he put, this is going to be the best ep yet. And like tonight, and
he hooked you good.
Oh my God, I can't deal the fact that because I'm watching it a day behind at the moment because we work late. And I said, I've heard on the grapevine that I could quite possibly maybe tune in to watch it on the East Coast time.
Yeah, so you can like log into East Coast time.
Yeah,
and watch it online
but
or something.
I tried that and it didn't work for me. And then I got on Instagram last night. The desperation was real.
What? Is this what you're doing with your life? I mean, is this what you want to do with your time?
This is just the start. I went on Instagram to begin with. Have a listen. This is an emergency. We want to watch Love Island on the East Coast time, so 6:30 in Western Australia. We're trying to watch it on, you know, Go or Gem behind the scenes, but I think it's got something to do with the IP that we can't.
I love that you say we're trying to hack
Griffo,
it.
Griffo was there.
Are you? Is,
and
he want to watch
was 100%
well?
In.
You know why Griffo's in.
Oh, the hot, chicks. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's never going to have that with me. So fair enough. Look away, mate.
Have a window shop, young boy.
But then I went on Facebook Live. I've never done a Facebook Live in my life.
Why? And you're on there being like, help me, I need to do this.
Yep. I messaged the guys at Channel 9.
What?
And they were like, sorry, mate, you can't do that. That's illegal. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm desperate. I then tried to use friends' emails from the East Coast to try and log in, but they've bugged my IP. I can't change it.
So we're just 2 hours behind here. Yeah. Is it fair to say you spent longer than 2 hours trying to hack in when you could have just waited?
Griffo'd cooked dinner and served it neat in an hour and 45 minutes that I spent trying with desperation. Like I said, I was on a rampage.
So,
and
you,
I still haven't seen
so
the
why
episode.
So why was it so big?
Well, I don't know because I've avoided everything.
13, 10, 60,
no.
Call in hey, and spoil it. Spoil it. Spoil it now.
Hey, Kim, what happened at the end of Love Island last night?
Please don't say Kim.
I don't know what happened at the end of Love Island last night. I don't watch it. I don't get what Heidi's on about.
Okay. Either do we, Kim. Either
so,
do
Kim,
we.
Kim, what do you want?
I've watched it and the girls are average. And what I want to know, Heidi, is are the blokes good looking?
Oh, I could tell you.
Can I tell you, Kim, I'm not watching it for the looks. Because,
I'm reading the article.
No, I promise. What I love about Love Island is...
the academic side of it.
It's not. It's the trashiest and the worst thing that could ever possibly happen to a human to go in there and to try and find love and then they swap and stuff. It's just the drama. I love the drama.
Is that why you're watching, Kim?
Griffo's away on work and you're at home on your own and you're watching it for that.
No, he was there, I promise you, Kim. He's a fan. Okay. The phones have lit up because of you, Xavier Ellis. Because you want them to ruin it for me. But
I think
they're actually all massive fans and maybe we will talk to them next just as long as they don't ruin it.
Hey, Mel, how did the episode finish last
don't
night?
Don't tell me.
Mel, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened at the end of last night's episode?
I'm not going to spoil it for her, but the app, you can watch it about half hour early before Perth time.
Oh, Heidi, she's taking her headphones off. Mel's just said that you can watch it on the app. There's an app where you can watch it.
And, okay. And Taylor got sent home.
I tried on the app, Mel. Taylor didn't go home.
Oh, you don't know. Well, maybe you did. Is it a he
That's
or a
she?
She.
Oh,
it's a she. And she's a Perth girl.
Let's go to Barry. No, Barry's got some advice on how you can actually
change
watch
your
it
IP.
Earlier.
Okay, Barry, what do I do?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, Channel 9 are going to rip me for this, but I love them so much and I, you know, just think they do great television, just for the record. Yep.
So what do we do, Barry?
All right, so there are websites that you can use that change your IP to mask it as an IP from Sydney or from America or England or wherever.
Great. So,
I found this out because I follow the Richmond Tigers and last year they were in the VFL Grand Final.
Yeah.
And I couldn't watch it.
Right. So you
watch
did that.
It on Channel 7, I had to change my IP address to Melbourne.
All right, Barry, inbox me. I don't normally say that, but inbox me.
Slide into those DMs,
Heidi,
Baz.
At realheidi.com.
Let's finish this in West Perth really quick. Talia, you got some advice for Heidi?
Yeah, I used to do the same thing. So, like, I made a new account, and if I went to incognito mode, it would let me watch it at 6:30. But if you go into there, even though it's WA, it lets you watch it at 7:30.
Incognito?
How do you... Okay, so...
It's a private browser, and it lets you go into it.
But I tried all this last night, everyone.
Did you incognito
no one's
it?
Listening. What does incognito
mean? You didn't
mean?
Try it then.
What does incognito mean?
You can't
mean?
Say I tried incognito mode if you don't even know what it is.
I tried to change my address and everything.
Just go in incognito mode. Problem
What's
solved.
This?
All right, I'll show you incognito mode. And by the way, Dale got sent home, so that's how it finished.
There is no Dale on there. No,
I just took a stab at any name.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.